views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix,
Arizona, Flagstaff, Tucson, Safford. Hey, it's Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. This is the only Christian radio program I know of that's going to get you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in blunt terms. And we don't care who likes it. Welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can catch this program on the internet right now. Just go to the website and click it, and you're there. Today's Bible study, alcoholism in America. Drunks running amok. Do me a favor and pick up your cell phone and make a call to a friend and ask them to tune in to the radio program right now, won't you? And I will make a couple of announcements while you do that. I appreciate that. Thank you for promoting the show. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. I will be teaching out of the Greek New Testament Sunday night at 6 o'clock in our healing and deliverance service. If you will show up at 6 o'clock or a little before to be sure you get a good seat, I will see you then. Please come by and meet the ministry team, and we will have a Bible study Sunday night at 6 o'clock just west of the 51 freeway, real easy to find on 11th Street just south of Indian School Road. The House of Healing offers free counseling to born-again Christians. If you can't afford counseling and need help, you can contact the ministry line at 602-636-5800, 636-5800 for a free counseling sessions. Now, our seminar a couple of weeks ago was a booming success, and I'm doing an encore presentation of the seminar on the spirit world, devils and demons. On November 29th, that's the last Saturday of the month, I'll see you on Saturday at 11 o'clock on the 29th of November. Please go to the website, hardcorechristianity.com, and please register for the seminar, encore presentation of the spirit world. You do not want to miss this, particularly if you're a pastor. It will explain why so many of your people in the congregation act odd. All right. Alcoholism is running amok in the United States of America, is it not? Man, it's unreal. According to the government surveys, I've looked at several of them, and I'm just going to blend these statistics together for you. Sorry about statistics. I know they're kind of boring, but according to this shocking statistic here, 43% of adults in the United States. Can you imagine it? That's something. That's pushing 80 million people. 80 million have been exposed to alcoholism in their family. Can you believe that? I myself came from a family of alcoholics. Unbelievable. 62% of high school seniors report they have been drunk. Power drinkers are running amok over at ASU. That's one of the most hardcore party universities in the country. ASU is alcohol city over there. They drink like fish. It's utterly amazing. Alcoholism by far is the number one drug in America, far out distancing pot, crack, cocaine, or anything else. Alcoholism is a certifiable nightmare. It's unbelievable. Almost 50% of all automobile accidents are related in some part to alcohol. Alcohol is the number one drug in the United States and the biggest plague we've ever faced in the world of drugs. Did you know something funny? There's a special curse placed on people who get other people drunk. Did you know that? You probably didn't know that, did you? Yeah, there's a curse. There's an Old Testament curse in the book of Habakkuk in chapter 2. Placed on people who deliberately get other people drunk. Now, as you know, back in the roaring 20s, prohibition was in force and alcohol was outlawed, which was literally crazy because, of course, it never stopped any of the flow of alcohol. It just sent it underground. You know, it's the same way with drugs and prostitution now. Anything that's illegal, that's a vice, people are going to get no matter what. So if you outlaw it, they'll still get it. It just goes underground. It's just that simple. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. If you outlaw prostitution, it's just going to go underground. And there's plenty of prostitution. If you want prostitution, it's all over the place. It's just underground. That's all. It's just illegal. It's no big deal. If you outlaw drugs, everyone will have as many drugs as they want. It's no big deal, no problem. But it goes underground. Same way with alcohol. Back in the roaring 20s, it went underground. But there was an individual back then who unfortunately ran into this curse in the book of Habakkuk. In chapter 2, in verse 15, it says, "Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor strong drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, that maketh him drunken, that maketh him ashamed, that thou may look on his nakedness. You are filled with shame," he said. "You just drink too, and let your foreskin be uncovered." In other words, you become naked too. Why don't you just get drunk too? Why? Verse 17, "For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoils of beasts that made them afraid will be upon thee. For the violence of the land and the violence of the city and all that dwell therein shall be upon thee." Back in the roaring 20s during Prohibition, a man became a multimillionaire. In today's dollars, he would have been considered a billionaire. His name was Joseph P. Kennedy Sr. The Kennedys are the most famous family in the history of the United States. The Kennedys, they're kind of like our royalty, a gigantic, famous, rich, privileged, dysfunctional family, similar to the royals in England. The royal family over there has got fruits and nuts in the bowl you wouldn't even believe. They are the most famous family over there. Well, ours is the Kennedys. Joseph Kennedy Sr. was a monstrosity bootlegger, and he flooded the United States with Scotch whiskey. He was a Catholic, but unfortunately, Catholics don't read the Bible very much, and unfortunately, he missed this curse. And he, because he flooded America with Scotch whiskey and imported alcohol and made literally a whole country drunk, incurred a monstrosity curse. Listen to this. In 1941, Rosemary Kennedy was born mentally ill, and Joseph Kennedy Sr. told them to give her a lobotomy. It failed, and she, I think, is still alive and still is hospitalized. 1944, Joseph P. Kennedy Jr., their oldest son, dies in a plane crash over the English Channel during World War II. In 1948, Kathleen Kennedy dies in a plane crash in France. She was 28 years old. Her husband also died during World War II. In 1963, Patrick Bouvier Kennedy, the second son of President Kennedy and his wife Jackie, dies on August 7th, 2 days after she was born. President John F. Kennedy, later that year, 1963, was assassinated. Teddy Kennedy, in 1964, his youngest child, escapes death in a plane crash. But a passenger in that crash, Ed Moss, died. In 1968, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles while he was running for president. In 69, Teddy Kennedy drives off a bridge at Tappaquiddick, and Mary Jo Kopechne is drowned, and a major scandal and cover-up occurs after the accident. In 1973, Edward Kennedy, the senator's son, loses his right leg to cancer. Joseph P. Kennedy II, in the same year, is in a car accident that leaves one of his passengers permanently paralyzed. 1984, David A. Kennedy, the son of Robert Kennedy, dies of a drug overdose in Florida. He's 28 years old. Patrick Kennedy, 1986, the teenage son of Teddy Kennedy, undergoes treatment for cocaine addiction. In 1991, William Kennedy Smith is accused of raping a woman at their Palm Beach, Florida estate. That crazy trial and the embarrassing sins associated with it was actually broadcast on television. I saw part of it. 1997, Michael Kennedy, the son of Robert Kennedy, dies in a skiing accident. He was only 39 years old. Prior to the accident, he was in the headlines every day for allegedly having a long-term affair with his children's babysitter, who was underage. 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn Kennedy and his sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette, they die in a plane crash off Martha's Vineyard. The plane he was flying, he drove into the ocean. 2002, Michael Skakel, the nephew of Ethel Kennedy, found guilty by a Connecticut jury of the 1975 murder of Martha Moxley. Skakel was 15 when Moxley was killed. He was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. Now you say, well, gee, that's a lot of tragedy to have in a family. It sure is, but it could have been avoided had you been able to read. If you own a bar or a tavern, my recommendation for you, sell out now. If you make somebody drunk, you give them drugs, or you're a pusher, you're in a gang and you're selling drugs, you're going to be staring at the gates of hell and staring soon. You and your family have been cursed by Satan because you broke the laws of God in Habakkuk chapter 2. See, when you open the door to the devil, he do come in, and that do present a problem. If you continue to sin, you're going to die and burn in hell, and your life is going to go to hell in a handbasket. But God is offering you mercy now. He wants to heal you now. He wants to deliver you now. He wants to help you now. If you will come to Christ with everything you've got, Jesus said, any man who comes to me and is not willing to give up all they have, they cannot be my disciple. Will you make that turn today? The Word of God is real, friend. You can ask the Kennedys. Judgment from Satan is real. When you open the door, as Joseph P. Kennedy Sr. did, and you begin to pour alcohol throughout the country, you open the door to powerful demons, and these evil spirits got in and literally have slaughtered that family. Tragedy after tragedy, and you're facing it now. You're facing tragedy after tragedy in your family. Because you violated the laws of God, be sure your sin will find you out. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Lord wants to save you at 602-636-5800. You can get free counseling. You can get the Holy Ghost. You can get delivered from demons if you'll call today. 636-5800. And this is Brother Mike on the website, hardcorechristianity.com. Oh, my ride is on the roof. In the name of Jesus, be healed. See you tomorrow.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.